ATR.
4CBA Mobile.
Morning, Dave. And 0TR Mobile.
Oh, how you doing there, Uncle Tom?
Finer than the frog here, split 3 days. How's your day going? You out there banging that little fuzzy yellow ball around?
Hey, I could have got my lazy self out of bed and gone this morning, but I didn't. They had a clinic this morning, but anyway, missed that. So, and there's a, I did sign up for a social tomorrow at 10 o'clock, but so I don't know if we're going to get rained out or not. We'll just have to see. But anyway, I'm actually going to get Mayor's Lord.
Oh, good luck with that. I had a haircut almost 3 or 4 nights ago, I guess. Bernice does mine. And she's my hairdresser, if you want. I'm just coming back home from a doctor's appointment at the heart doctor. And all's well there, as far as I can tell. And just a regular 6-month appointment. Well, I see the peach farm's still open. But we got lots of peaches. But I thought about sending the nephew up some more. He just loves them things from down here. They don't get that kind of peaches up in Boston. Well, you should have got your complaint in today, because tomorrow, the next day, and the next day is supposed to be rain.
I'm wondering if the social might get rained out in the morning, but anyway, you know, c'est la vie, as the French say, such is life. And then I have a funeral to go to Sunday. I don't know if you know Phil, W4NGU's dad passed away. And his funeral is Sunday at 2 o'clock. So, anyway, and I'm going to go to the graveside, so I hope it's not raining for his sake, because he'll be playing taps. So, anyway, but we'll just have to see.
Hear that? Yeah, I think Phil said he was 93. I hadn't said anything about it. I didn't want to, due to privacy, I just hadn't, he didn't say whether to or not, and so I hadn't said anything out of respect for Phil. But he had him for, I think, 93 years. Wow, what a life. And you know, every time they play that taps, I just can't take that anymore. It just cuts me to the core.
What you mean? I've sat through too many of those in my life in the ministry. I've been to more funerals than I can count, and a lot of them were, you know, with military honors, and so. But anyway. He served during the Korean conflict, and and Phil, I talked to him yesterday, and he said he didn't mind, you know, talking about it on the air, so I thought I'd let people know for everyone that's listening.
David, needed to be said, but I just didn't know when. Where are they having that service at? Unfortunately, I think Saturday, well, might be fortunate. After midnight tonight's when it's supposed to start raining, and I think the percentages drop down some Sunday, but it doesn't look at all encouraging, put it that way.
It has, the forecast has changed, but they're still calling for a good, you know, pretty high percentage still, at least 50%. So, anyway, maybe we'll get the other 50%. And I said, we're getting 100% of the 30% that they said we were going to get, you know. So, if that makes any sense. But anyway, so, and a lot can happen between now and then with the weather, you know. So we'll just have to see.
It's in Gerald TR. Well, down here, I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be a weatherman. The only good thing about being a weatherman is, Dave, you can be wrong 7 times in a row and still hold your job.
Or CBA. Yeah, I know. In fact, it's kind of, well, it wasn't funny at the time, but the new weather guy, not Chris Justice, but they got a new guy, kind of a greenhorn, and he was telling, I can't remember, it's been several months back, but he was telling the people in Pickens they didn't have to worry about a tornado, and all of a sudden one touched down and tore up a bunch of, I think, mobile homes and some houses, and so he had to eat his words, and but anyway, but that's just the way it goes, you know. But gosh, I had something else to say about that, but I don't even remember. So go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's on Channel 4. I know who you mean. His name's Griffin, I think. And real nice-looking young man and a good weather forecaster. But, you know, the only one that can predict that's the good Lord and Mother Nature.
He's the weatherman, and so only he knows, you know, where the wind's blowing and where it's coming from and where it's going and everything else. But but anyway, there's just some things I'm glad I don't know. You know, I wouldn't want to have 1% of his knowledge. It'd probably scare me to death.
This is Ginger LTR. Yeah, my nephew that flies 787s now, he has a degree from Kansas University in meteorology. But he never was a weatherman, but from what I've seen and what he had to do, there's a tremendous amount of math involved in that, and it's still not a perfect science. But I have to tell you, when Justice is on there and he's running that Doppler radar, it's pretty darn accurate. It can't tell you with 100% certainty, but it tells you velocities within the storm and all of that, and circulation, and pretty darn accurate once the storm does occur.
Yeah, I like Chris Justice, and I miss John Sesrich, but Chris is good, and John and I talked one time, and he was telling me that you know, he used to forecast the weather in Denver, and he said that's the hardest place in the United States to forecast the weather is in Denver, Colorado, because of those mountains and the elevation and everything. And he said this, the upstate, is the second hardest place to forecast the weather. So I would say they're doing a pretty good job.
I think we're 935 feet above sea level. That's exactly what we were in Kansas. But within a few miles, you can be in the mountains, and it goes up fast. And so we're kind of in a valley, you might say. And those storms, many times, they break up. And it's just, like you say, it's just unpredictable. And in Kansas, when the storms come, you knew it well ahead of time that because they come in big waves. There's a big front, you know. And down here, you get that now and then, but more often not. So it's very difficult for them, and I understand that. And God bless them for what they do. But they get called down for everything wrong, and blessed for everything that's right, I guess. Well, Dave, I've arrived home. Bernice has got the blower out up here in front of the house, the leaf blower, and she's coming out of the tin barn, and I got to go in and change my clothes and get into livable clothes, and then I'll catch the dickens for forgetting to go to UPS and drop off this package that goes back to Amazon. I got to get it down there in the next few days. It was worthless. It was a hamburger press, and it's just totally worthless, and I bought the best one they had. But unless you get one that's got wax paper in it every time, and they give you 100 free patty wax paper things, it ain't going to work. And we don't eat hamburgers that often, and I give $25 for this thing, so I'm sending it back. I don't like to send things back. Take care. 73's day. KB4CBA and 0LTR. Talk to you later.
Tom, and that worked out good. I'm parked between the white lines here at the ear lower in place. You have a good day. Get the top with you, and 73's and 0TR KB4CBA.
Okay,
I'm really got to run. KB4CBA.
Go ahead and do what you need to do, buddy. I was just listening.